Hey guys, it's Shell, your rolling MC, and this is Hitting the Streets podcast show. Welcome to Hitting the Streets podcast show. Hitting the Streets is a series of interviews giving you the insider's look at the small businesses, entrepreneurs, nonprofit organizations, and events in the North Texas area. You can find all episodes of Hitting the Streets on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. And if you like what you're hearing, you can follow Hitting the Streets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. For more information about Hitting the Streets podcast, you can visit my website at www.hittingthestreetspodcast.com. And now, on with the show. Hey guys, this is Shell, your rolling MC, and I am the mouth on the mic of Hitting the Streets podcast show. Today on the show, I have Jenny Acerrato. I know that was really, really hard on the R's, wasn't it?
That was good. That came out great.
And she is the owner of Mariposa Cuisine. I'm going to love this episode. So Jenny, real quick, introduce yourself, ma'am.
Yeah, so like she said, I'm Jenny Acerrato. I'm the owner or co-owner of Mariposa Cuban Cuisine. And, you know, I'm a mom, a wife, you know, an entrepreneur. I hustle every day. I work like a, what is it, 13 or 14 hour shift. So I'm definitely a go-getter, guys. I'm working hard to stay here in Sherman and bring new and culture. And you know, that's what I do.
Yes, that culture part, especially in that food. There's a lot of culture in that food, y'all.
It's in the flavor, yes.
It is. It's in the flavor. It's so good. Well, what I want to ask you, the first question I want to ask you is, what about entrepreneurship attracted you?
You know, Shell, for me, it became, I found myself in this cycle of, you know, going to work with random shifts and coming home exhausted and not having the time for my son that was growing up. And you know, you have these managers that don't really pay attention to your life or what you're going through. And I didn't want that. I wanted something that my employees could call home and feel comfortable. Oh, yeah. And that's what we have. I've worked on, you know, Renee, which is our server. Mm-hmm. She comes in and when she's having a hard time, she's like, you know, Johnny, damn, I'm having a hard time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've worked on that and that's what we have. You know, no matter who comes through there, if it's a customer, an employee, it's home.
It's family.
Yeah, it's family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's good to hear. It's kind of hard, you know, now in this day and age, especially we're in, are we even in post-COVID? I can't even say we're in post-COVID, but you know, during the time when COVID hit, it was really hard on a lot of people, especially in the workforce.
You know? I feel like we're still there. Mm-hmm. To me, it feels like it hasn't happened yet. Here we are, you know, a few years into COVID, and I feel like we just started. It doesn't feel any different. We're still having to adapt and change. And it's just, I don't know if we're ever going to get past what we're going through.
So how did the idea come up for your business?
Oh my God, this was so random. You know, I would like to say that it was 100%. Oh, this is what we're going to do. It's 100% planned.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. You know, I told my husband one day I woke up and I was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. We got to change. Let's do it. And I'm not even lying. We were driving through Houston. I saw the rent sign on the location we're at. And I said, let's call. Let's just call. Let's see what happens. That same afternoon, we saw the landlord. Mm-hmm. We leased it that same day.
Wow. Okay.
This was 2017. We worked on it for 2 years, which is excessive. We did it all out of pocket. So no loans, no, we didn't borrow money.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm. So we rented the location for 2 years before we even opened. But yeah, it was just boom, 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 boom. It happened. The next thing you know, I'm like, did we just do this? It was a shock. It was a shock.
Oh my goodness. So what is unique about your business? I want you to kind of talk about the cuisine that you serve there, because mm-hmm. that is very unique here in our town.
Yeah. You know, when I first moved here, which is about 12 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a funny story how I did. I might tell you later.
Okay. But, all right. Good.
You know, when I first moved here, it was I missed home. I'm from Miami, Florida. So the variety of food you have in Florida is extensive. You have Puerto Rican food, Cuban food, Colombian, Venezuelan. So it was, I was missing the food so much. Mm-hmm. And then I brought my mom here about 6 years ago from Miami. She's from Cuba, but I brought her from Miami about 6-7 years ago. And I was like, Mom, we've got to do this. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like our food here. You know, and the closest that you have to our food is probably McKinney or Plano somewhere. Mm-hmm. And even then, it's mixed. It's not 100% Cuban. I wanted to keep it authentic. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, for people to get to know who I was. Mm-hmm. And the easiest way for me to do that in a big quantity was through food. Mm-hmm. You know, opening something where people can say, oh, gosh, that is different. I got to go there. That plate looks nothing like what I've seen. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, the flavor's good. Mm-hmm. And you can speak for that.
Oh, my God. Yes, I can. Here's a funny story. And I'm fixing to be transparent. So the first time I went in there was probably right when you guys opened. I think it was the Cuban sandwich. Mm-hmm. And when it came out, I was like, why are these fries on my sandwich? Oh, now let me just be transparent. And I don't think it was Renee at the time. I can't remember who it was. And they broke it down how it's made. And I was like, okay. So then the next time I came in, I ate something else. And I was like, then it was Renee. And I said, why do I have da 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 da? And is this a French fry? She said, no, it's a yuca. And I said, is that not a fry? And she said, chica. And then she started talking to me in a way that I was like, ooh, I asked the wrong question. And I love Renee. Don't get me wrong. She's very funny, guys. And she's so crazy. She cracks me up. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's definitely a learning experience with their food. And the flavor is amazing. Brad and I just enjoy coming there. And when I got introduced to the empanadas, man.
You said that real well. Empanadas. You didn't even stutter.
No, I did not. I'm going to tell you. And so, and another thing too. So my background, everybody knows that I have a Mexicana background. And so it is not that. Let me tell you guys, it is not that. Don't come in thinking that it is Mexican food. It is absolutely not. It is totally different. There's some little spices there. You can heat it up as much as you want to. When I say heat, like as in spicy, but the flavors are so different. So please don't have that concept when you walk in there. It is totally different. And that was another thing that I wanted to ask you as far as your food. And I hope you don't mind me asking. Brad and I noticed that you cook a lot of the meats with olives. I just gotta know why.
You know, I wish I could answer that, but that's, you know, ever since I was a little girl, I remember that most of our, at least the things that are real saucy, they have olives. I have no idea why, but that is it's super authentic. Like, I don't know. You know, that's a good question.
Yeah, because I figured it must have been either a recipe from grandma or a recipe from your mom or somewhere where they picked it up from, I don't know, history or whatever shows that you guys probably cooked it with that. I've never had any meat or the saucy flavor cooked with olives, and that is so different, y'all.
So now that you said that maybe it comes from, you know, grandma or whatever. So for the people that don't know much about Cuba, or, you know, we only know the basics of you know, Fidel Castro and stuff like that, but Cuba was a melting pot. You had, you know, Asian people, you had African, and it all became a big mix. You had people from Spain that went to Cuba, so that's why you have such a big variety in Cuba as far as skin color and things like that. And now that you said that, maybe, you know, that part of Spain that came in, you know, they threw olives into our food. Yeah, and boom.
I was like, there's got to be a history in behind that, and I want to know, because I never would have put that concept together. I just
Do you like it?
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. And once again, being transparent, when I saw that, I was like, Brad, why they got olives in here? I have had so many experiences at your place with the food alone, but here's the deal. It's I'm stepping out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you guys, you have a rude awakening when you come in there to eat that food. It's so different. And I I'm glad you guys are here, because that's what we need. We need different. We need different cultures and different type of foods and different things that are like the Havana Nights, which we'll talk about here in just a little bit. That is something different that we haven't experienced.
Yeah. You know, Shaw, that's what part of what makes us unique. You know, the moment that you step out of your car in front of the restaurant, you have salsa music playing, you know, and it's not just Cuban music, right? Because I keep it, you know, you're going to have Puerto Rican reggaeton, you're going to have Colombian, you're going to have bachata, you know, you're going to have a little bit of everything. You're always going to have Spanish music because that's close to me and my heritage and my culture. But the moment you step down, you've got that music playing. The moment you walk in, it's bright, it's colorful, it's a vibe. And the food is the same way. And that's what I've always worked on showing my customers.
Yeah, you've done a great job. All of you guys have done a great job. So what have been the challenges and how have you overcome? Let's talk about the challenges that you guys are having.
Oh, gosh. You know, I wish I could say, you know, I've had the opportunity to have multiple challenges, but I haven't gotten to that point. It's only been one so far. And honestly, it's been COVID. We opened October of 2019, late October. So we had November, December, January, February, and March, COVID hits and shut us down. And it's been a whole adapting constantly for us. So, okay, what can we do to reopen? Our restaurant is small. If you haven't been there yet, it's real small. It's cozy. So we don't have a lot of seating area. So when, you know, we started opening up at 50%. It was like, okay, is it worth it? Are we going to have 6-10 people here? Is it worth this, you know, light and water? And so it's been a constant adapting. We, you know, we started throwing in to-go liquor, curbside, you know, come in and eat, even though we don't have table service because it's hard to find workers now. So it's a constant, but you got to keep going.
Right.
You got to keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
Right. That's something I want to compliment you guys on. And we kind of talked about this a little earlier. I noticed that on your post that you guys share on your Facebook page that you did open up a few times with the curbside saying that you could come pick up your food, but you also allowed your clients, your customers to sit in your restaurant and eat if they want to, as long as they knew that there wasn't wait staff, correct?
That's right. And guys, you know, I had to do that because I'm a terrible server. Sorry. I had to say I'm a bad server. I don't have that Renee gift.
Oh, yeah.
Renee fits gifted into the restaurant perfectly. She's got that vibe that goes with the restaurant. I don't have that.
Oh, she absolutely so does.
I remember I had that one customer that sat down. This was maybe a year ago. And I was like, oh, you know, and I had to do it. I had to serve. And I was like, what would you like to order? And they're like, oh, we need the menu first. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. So I don't do it.
Renee, I love her attitude. I loved her spirit, and I love her personality, and she'd be on it. She covers the whole restaurant by herself. But I just think that was a very neat idea or concept that you guys come in, that even though you guys are open, there's no wait staff, you still was able to serve and people could still come in and get the food. So that's just a great idea.
Thank you.
All right. So if you had one piece of advice for someone that's just starting out, what would it be?
Gosh, I could write a book on this.
You should.
The one thing I would say is, you know, starting your business with the right mentality. You got to know that it's not all happy and it's not all good times and it's not all money and it's not all, you've got sweat and you've got tears and you've got struggles and you've got times that you're just like, I'm done. I'm giving up. I can't do this anymore. But you know, you got to stay in there and you got to keep dedicating 100,000% of your time, but just keep going. Don't give up. Keep going and going and going.
I like that. And that's hard. It's really hard when you keep having life thrown at you with all kinds of lemons.
Oh, yeah.
Not one or two. It's all kinds.
It's raining lemons.
It's raining lemons. So true. All right. So what are you most grateful for at this moment? What are you most grateful for?
You know, to be honest, I'm more thankful that I'm able to create something that I can actually give my son. One of the things that I got tired of when I was working in corporate America was that I didn't have anything to show for it. So I'm thankful that I'm actually doing this and I can tell my son, hey, and not so much, hey, I'm going to leave you this restaurant. Here's a ton of money. Boom. It's more, he's seeing what I'm going through and the work and the hard times. And he's learning that. He's learning what not to do and what to do better. And I'm thankful that I get that opportunity, you know, and that my customers see it too. We're, you know, we're small. We're three people in the kitchen and one serving. And it's four people running a whole restaurant. So a lot of the times when we're running a little bit slower, it's like, guys, you know, just get us just a little bit. We're small. We're small, mm-hmm. but I'm grateful.
True
I'm
to
grateful.
The small business.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, small, mm-hmm. yeah.
So let's talk about Havana Nights before we start mm-hmm. wrapping up. Tell us a little bit about that, because I will tell you guys, the last Havana Nights, woo-wee, it was lit. It was so lit. So tell us what's going on this time around.
So Havana Nights came about, you know, when I was a child, I you know how everyone has these memories, family memories, mm-hmm. and it just makes you warm inside because you're like, God, I love those times. And for me, as I was younger, I remember our get-togethers, you know, the music playing mm-hmm. in the background, mm-hmm. the us playing dominoes, mm-hmm. having rum, cards, mm-hmm. smoking cigars. Mm-hmm. It's normal for Cuban women to smoke cigars.
Yes,
so
it is.
I love me a good cigar. Mm-hmm. But for me, those memories, I was like, God, I got to bring that here. How do we do this? And then Hal is awesome. Yes. Guys, fellas.
Yes.
He's incredible.
Big shout out to Hal Hinton, who owns Fellas and Smoke Republic. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi, Hal. But, you know, it was a combo. He came with the cigars. I came with the, you know, what I wanted to do. I the restaurant. And it just came together. You know, you guys come in. It's music and mm-hmm. party and dancing and appetizers, because mm-hmm. we don't serve actual food, but mm-hmm. you can come in, have your appetizers. I have special appetizers mm-hmm. that day. You can get a cigar from Hal and play dominoes, play yeah. cards. You know, it's just a fun, relaxing night where you can get away from your life. And
right, I was gonna say, more fellowship. And it was mm-hmm. nice. The last time that we did it, it was, you had a full house, and we got to talk to people that we know but didn't really get the chance to sit down and talk. And that night we did.
That's
and so,
awesome.
Yeah, and that's really awesome. Oh, gosh, I'm so glad you're doing another one. Now, when is Havana Nights?
April 2nd, guys. You know, we're still working exactly the time that we're going to be doing it.
Okay.
They will be ticketed this time around. Okay. So you'll have the tickets go on sale the Saturday before. I promise they're not going to be expensive. It's just that'll enter you for the raffle that we do. There's Ooh. A nice expensive cigar box that's going to be raffled.
Ooh, nice.
So yeah, it's all fun. So please make sure you write it down. April 2nd, come down, have some fun, eat some good food,
yes.
have a couple drinks.
But yes.
Mostly say hi to people you know or don't mm-hmm. know and have a good time.
Yes. So tell us your social media where we can find you.
Oh gosh, I'm on everything. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, I mean, okay. anything, Google, Yelp, I'm on everything, okay. guys. Just search Mariposa Cuban Cuisine, and I'm going to pop up for sure. But yeah, go on there, say hi. You don't have to follow if you don't want to, but check out our social media. Give us a try, open-minded people.
Yes.
We love you guys, yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Yes. This is definitely nerve-wracking, but you make it so easy.
I'm just having a good time. And I was so excited when we started to come together and collab. And you know I'm about collaboration. So
yes.
This is going to be fun. All right, guys. Do not forget, save the day, April the 2nd for Havana Nights. And that's it. This is Shell, your rolling MC. And catch another episode on Hitting the Streets.